Okay, this first post reads that a woman is selling chicken teddy bears. And the post reads, "Chickens have plenty of extra parts. I can make two bears. $25 if you supply your own chicken. $35 if I supply the chicken. Edible and can be cooked. Great family activity. Can also make clothes."
All right, well, we have to find this woman and arrest her. Louisiana. This is insane.
They are famous for their fried chicken there.
Not their fried teddy bears. We don't have to eat animals and disrespect them. You know the most troubling part? It's not that she's making teddy bears out of chicken. It's that she says, you can even eat them. What other use? What's the main use for these bears? This is Nosy Neighbors. I'm Chinadu Unaka.
And I'm Candace Thompson.
And we'll be breaking down the most absurd neighborhood posts that we can find on the Citizen and Nextdoor apps.
And apparently in serial killer apps, too.
That's right. We check where the serial killers hang out.
The Ted Bundy.
Those random bars. .com. You be driving by. Like, I wonder who goes in there. It just looks just closed off. It just says bar on a curb.
That is terrifying.
No windows.
I don't like anything that just says what it is.
Because it's not that.
It's not. It's never that. It's always a front.
It's always so much more.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Like this lady.
They're chopping
chicken
up
teddy bears.
And making teddy bears in the back.
And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Those ain't chicken pieces. Let me tell you that.
And that one person that's like, oh, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Disclaimer. This podcast features our thoughts and opinions on interesting stories from the internet to your neighborhoods.
All riffs are for comedic purposes only.
Do not try this at home.
We had to tell them.
We had to tell them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
I mean, this is hideous. I wish you guys could see what we're looking at. Just picture.
Describe it to them.
You know those, you know when a cat doesn't have hair?
Yes.
And it's just skin?
Mm-hmm.
And you also know what, just when you buy raw chicken, what that looks like.
It's raw chicken.
Picture that, but with teddy bear limbs and button eyes.
Standard teddy bear.
Staring
size.
At you.
It's not like, oh, it's just some part of it has chicken on it. No.
No.
100% all chicken scraps.
And it's sewed.
It's sewed in.
She sewed the limb. She
sewed the limbs together like she's some kind of makeshift doctor.
Doctor or serial killer.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to sleep.
This is insane.
Yeah, no. I think this woman has taken Build-A-Bear to a whole nother level.
This is a chicken teddy bear shop. Oh, come in. You can either bring your own chicken pieces or we can supply them for you. We have everything you need. The needles, scalpels, saw, super glue.
Chloroform.
We even have an oven for those who want to eat their art.
All right, let's jump into our first segment. This is where Chinadu and I like to discuss what's going on in our own neighborhoods.
That's right. Candace, what's going on in your neighborhood this week?
So a post from my neighborhood reads, and I'm not going to say the name of the business. It's a Thai business. And someone writes, terrible experience. Don't give them your business. So I finally decided to give this Thai restaurant a shot this evening. And I went to their website and saw that they had vegan wonton soup. I called up and spoke to an employee on the phone, and the employee took my order and told me it'd be ready in 10 minutes. I picked up the order and came home, but when I put the soup in a bowl, I realized it was not vegan wonton soup. I checked the receipt, stapled to the bag, and it said it was also vegan wonton soup. But then when I called the restaurant to let them know there was a mix-up, the employee said they do not sell vegan wonton soup.
Somebody's lying here.
Oh, we know who's lying.
I can understand how frustrating that could be, because it's already a gamble to have soup delivered.
Soup is risky.
You know why I never order soup when I pick it up?
Why?
Because, you know, God forbid I get in a car accident.
And it flies everywhere?
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, oh my God, he actually survived the accident, but the scalding hot soup
melted his face.
How did he get third-degree burns? Was the car on fire? No. He ordered some vegan wonton soup. It spilled right on his face when the car tumbled. That's the dangers of ordering soup, you know?
Soup is very risky. But you know what else is messed up is imagine not eating meat and then biting into something you think is vegan and now it's meat.
What you gonna do? Finish it.
Finish it and not tell nobody?
Right. Had no choice.
I did accidentally eat some meat one time because I was with a couple of friends and we were eating Indian food. You know, Indian food is a lot of sauces, right?
Yeah.
A lot of sauces. So everything's covered in sauce. And they have meat stuff and they have vegetarian stuff. And so I accidentally started picking up some of the stuff that was meat and I didn't know what it was. And I started eating it thinking, oh, this was like some kind of maybe fake meat or something like that.
He was like, man, this tofu is getting realer and realer every day.
Delicious. I was eating it for like 10 minutes.
I bet you was.
And my friend was like.
Because you missed it.
And my friend was like, Candace, I think that's Justin's food. And I was like, what do you mean? I think you're eating lamb.
And you was like, and you heard them. You pretended you didn't hear him. What?
What?
No, what'd you say?
Lamb.
Trying to finish it. Because you know you can't go back to eating meat ever again. So you're like,
let me get it in while I can.
Exactly.
So I finished after I licked the plate.
He was like, oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Man.
That was lamb. I'll never do that again. Wink, wink.
Not on purpose.
What happened in your neighborhood this week?
It was actually a very pleasant day in my neighborhood. I saw a post. I saw a lot of lovely posts. This one caught my eye because it reminded me of a situation I grew up with where it says, we have a ton of extra lemons. Does anyone need any?
I love those.
And, you know, somebody wrote, I'll take some. And this guy was just dropping his address in. He said, you could just walk up and pick them off the tree in the front yard. Our dog may yell at you from the window. But other than that, you're good to go. And a lot of people was like, are there still more lemons? And he was like, yep. So a lot of people pulled up. And this just reminds me of growing up because I had the last place I lived. And my dad still lives there. My mom and dad. We had a huge plum tree.
Oh, I love
in
plums.
Our backyard. And when I tell you, we couldn't give away these plums fast enough because they would just grow. That plum tree grew like crazy
so
from
quickly.
June through late August.
Mm-hmm.
Just tons of plums
to the point where season.
And plums, you know, when they drop, they're not lemons. They splatter. They make a mess.
Yes.
You know, so you had to like.
Same with blackberries. Mm-hmm. They'll just.
It makes a mess. It's really hard to get plum for some reason out like the kind of concrete we had in the backyard.
Yeah.
And so we would just get so many plums. We're a very popular neighborhood because of this.
You were the plum family.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to take like a bunch of walks in the neighborhood. That was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody who would say hi to him on his walk would get just a big old Ziploc bag of plums. And so, you know, people love this, man.
So this reminded you
that we were out
of your
here
childhood
giving free fruit.
Everyone should be given free fruit. If you have
you have it.
Get that vitamin C. Prevent that scurvy.
Just good to see.
It is very good.
Lemons will actually
what
help you drink way more water.
Yes. Lemon and lime are very good at disguising the blandness that is water.
Yeah. If you like get a big gallon of water and just throw a few lemons in there.
Yes. It's
and
game changer.
Just keep refilling it.
You just make it into spa water.
Yeah. Seriously, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in Tulum.
Give me more.
You ever get like caught in a bad situation with the mob or something, you're getting waterboarded, just throw some lemons in there and change the game.
Completely different experience.
I could do this all night. I'll never give them up.
Yeah, you'll feel like you're at a 5-star spa.
Delicious. Next up is Neighborhood Watch. Now, this is where we watch.
How much?
I mean, we watch all types of stuff checking for local stories. I watch Rolexes.
Oh, that kind of watch. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Are there any other watches? Storm watch?
Yep.
I watch for tornadoes.
Apple watches.
Stop watches.
Papaya watches.
That's not a thing.
Not yet. I live in the future. This first
post
reads.
I live in the past.
The first post reads, group hurling apples at preachers outside Barnes & Noble's on Walnut Street.
See, now we were just talking about people being nice and generous and giving out lemons, extra lemons if they had them to people in need. And now here we are looking at people wasting good fruit.
Throwing apples at preachers of all people.
Of all the people to throw.
And what have preachers done to anybody?
Well,
we're not going to.
How much time you got?
Now, I will say this. Apples, if you do want to do some damage, apples are the best fruit to throw.
Because they're very firm.
Apple feel like a rock if it hits you.
Absolutely.
That was one of the things I used to do in my high school. When the bell ring, because my high school had like 2,000 people, maybe more. And when the bell ring, the courtyard would be so full, we were trying to flood into the hallways, get the classes. Mm-hmm. Some people used to like just take an apple, just launch it into the crowd, just like in the air.
And just see where it lands.
But, sometimes you couldn't see the joy of somebody getting hit, just knowing that it's happening.
Oh, yeah, no.
You see people just start dispersing. Like, oh, my God, the seers are throwing apples. People just start running, you know, just terrorizing the lower classes.
Yeah.
Why do you think they were hurling apples at these preachers?
Well, just off the top of my head, I wanted to hurl an apple at a preacher for one of these long-ass sermons. Have you ever been in a sermon and you just, come on, man.
That's real talk.
We've been here for at least 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah, I could see that. It could just been some teens who are attending the church because their parents want them to.
Yeah.
And they want to attend, but they don't want to stay that long. And they probably ask the preachers nicely.
Of course.
Like, oh, man, great running into you at the Barnes & Nobles. I wanted to know.
Yes.
If you could cut down mass by an hour and a half.
Just cut.
And they were like, we've been doing mass like this since the beginning of time. So yeah, I get that.
That's just because it's the way it's been done doesn't mean it's the way that it has to continue to be that way. Because
I promise you, the churches weren't this fancy all the time. But they are now.
Yeah, you could be like a pioneer of changing the service length. You know, cut that shit in half. I don't understand. We done said all of it. We said it. There's nothing left.
He said, I'm sorry.
There's no more prayers to give.
They said, hey, no problem, Father. You have a good day. And you turn around. Oh my God. Somebody is throwing apples at God's favorite people.
God's favorite people. This next post reads, a mom burns her son's Pokemon cards to punish him for not eating his lunch. The original post from the woman reads, I have resorted to burning Pokemon cards as a punishment when my kid doesn't do basic stuff he has to do. The basic stuff is eating. He comes home without having eaten any of his lunch, card burnt. Bear in mind, my kid is about 4 feet, 6 inches tall at age 7 and yet weighs less than 55 pounds. He needs to put some weight on, specifically muscle.
The post immediately backfired, receiving responses like, save the valuable ones so they can pay for therapy when they're older. Well, tell me your cooking is bad without telling me your cooking is bad. All right? Your son understands how to eat. He's on strike.
He knows what good food is.
He misses dad's bills, all right? Go apologize to your husband and get the family back together because he can't stand your cooking. He's done with it.
That's not how you properly punish a kid.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he grows up and has an eating disorder? Well, what next you're going to burn down?
That's a good question.
His NFTs?
Wait, are Pokemon cards valuable?
It doesn't matter to him. He's 7. Are you kidding me? It's the most valuable thing in the world. What?
It's all he has.
It's all he owns. everything else he burnt down because he wouldn't sweep the floor. It's the last thing he has. He done cut the cords to his, you know, it's just overboard.
What do you do when you're a kid in that situation and your mom's giving you shitty lunches?
I mean, it could be that, or maybe she's not even giving him lunches. Maybe he's supposed to be eating lunch at school, and he just doesn't like the school food.
I should have protested my school lunches because they were disgusting. I'm pretty sure the burgers they used to serve us were horse meat.
I'll take that over the what I think
horse
it
meat?
Is. I don't even think it's horse. I don't.
What do you think it
you
is?
You think horses just are that accessible?
Yes. So wait, what did you think it was?
I don't know. I think it's a combination of just scraps. All meats, just whatever.
There's a little piece of rat. Here's some penguin meat. There's some raccoon meat.
Like growing up, now I think about like the whole lineup of food. Cause what we had in like my, especially like the younger ages, it was the same thing every week. Monday was
pizza.
The Friday was
Friday
pizza.
Friday was pizza.
Wednesday was chicken nuggets. Tuesday was chalupas.
Chalupas? Y'all got chalupas?
Thursday was burgers. Chalupas. Yeah, it was like a tortilla.
That was International Day.
And like some beef. And then Monday was something else. It was, and it's just like, low-key, every single day was just bad food.
So I support this kid. And if that's what he was doing, is protesting school lunches, I'm with you.
Yeah. Or it could be the opposite. What if his mother is like giving him junk? He's like, you're killing me. I seen a YouTube video and you're killing me. Who knows? Anyway.
Whatever it is, I support. I'm on the kid's side.
I'm on the kid's side. Don't burn the Pokemon cards. This next post reads, report of a raccoon chilling near air conditioner. This happened in the Flatiron District of Manhattan, New York.
A raccoon chilling near an air conditioner. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It get hot outside sometimes.
Sometimes it bees hot.
You know, digging for food all day, I'd be exhausted.
You burn a lot of calories. A
lot of calories.
You're gonna perspire.
Facts.
Plus, you're covered in fur.
You know what I read on Google?
What? A raccoon fact?
Well, this raccoon, maybe it wasn't just a raccoon. It's not his first life, you know?
He's reincarnated.
He could have been a polar bear last life. I'm just not used to this. I haven't adjusted yet.
My core body temperature is not used to being this
he's
warm.
He's like, my spirit animal feels like a polar bear because I just can't do this.
Yeah, I can see that. Or an air conditioning repairman who came back as a raccoon.
Right.
And is just now trying to get his
shit.
Skill set built back up.
And he's just that dedicated.
He could have installed. We don't know that raccoon didn't put that air conditioner in.
We have no idea if he didn't do that.
Yeah, it's one of those it's like those ones that stick out the windows. Mm-hmm. I could see a raccoon doing that. Doesn't look like it takes too much to install those.
Yeah, or
it's not like he was doing like central AC. That I wouldn't put on a raccoon.
Yeah.
But if you have a tiny little unit like that that's sitting out the back of a window.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a raccoon being able to do that.
But maybe she called because, hey, her AC was broken.
The person who owns the apartment. And the
she called the nearby repairman, and the raccoon just happens to be working there. And she's over here like, hey, get off my window pane. And he was like, lady, do you want your AC fixed or not?
What?
All right. What the fuck, man? You've been screaming at me since I got here. Rico sent me.
It's August in New York. I got 30 other calls today.
You all right? You think
30 other calls to make.
The fuck? You think
and you're yelling at me.
Do you want the AC fixed or not? Put the broomstick down, lady. Obviously, none of us know what's going on here. And that's okay.
What are you talking about? I think we solved it.
I think we did solve it.
None of us know what's going on here. Clearly, that's what's going on.
Hey, nosy neighbors. Mind your business, all right? Just a raccoon in front of an AC. It's not weird to be hot. Well, guys, if you enjoyed that.
And we know you did.
Yeah, we know you did. We'll be doing this every single week.
And what we want you to do, if you have crazy posts in your neighborhood apps, send them to us.
Personal stories, whatever you got, send it to us. Hit that link in our bios.
It's really there now.
It's really there now. I know we've been saying it for a while.
We've been gaslighting you guys. For months. While.
I know. Somebody was like, I searched for hours.
They're like, am I stupid?
And I didn't see the link.
Is there a link that I just don't see?
I don't want to bother you because I figured you wouldn't message back, but thank you so much. Do you know where I could get the link?
They're there now.
The link is there. And anytime you guys message us, we always get back to you because we appreciate
you.
Appreciate you and your mama too.
What's your social media? Where can they find your
link? Oh, you already know mine. Mine's easy breezy. Chinedu Unaka, Chinedu, like education, Unaka. That's my Instagram and TikTok, or you can find me on the Twitter at Chinedu Comedy. Candace, what's your handle?
Jokes by Candace.
All right, up next is one of me and Candace's favorite segments. This is our phone a friend segment. This is when me and CT, man, we just kind of bring on a friend to take part in the silliness, you know, to let us know what's going on in their neighborhoods. And today, we have a very special guest. We've been knowing this brother for a very long time. Excellent hooper. He's also a comedian and actor. You can hear his voice clearly all the time on Adult Swim, playing a multitude of cartoon characters. Put your hands together for my brother, J.D. Witherspoon. Give it up for him, y'all. Give him some virtual hands.
Hey.
J.D.
Yeah, what's going on, J.D.? How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Of course.
You know, the funny thing, I was way too excited to even be a part of this because I got one from what the old spot that I used to stay in with my wife. We used to stay in this apartment, and our neighbors above us were the worst neighbors ever. They were this married couple with kids, like I think two or three of them. It was nothing but stomping and jumping. It was basically like WWE. It was WrestleMania upstairs every day. And it was real bad because I had my office up, in our two-bedroom apartment was right above the kids' bedroom. You could tell because I think the bedroom to the other side was probably their master bedroom. And the kids, boy, I would have to take a broom and just hit the ceiling with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's a sitcom. It would be one thing if it was just like the sound of loud running or something. It sounded like they were picking up each child and then just dropping them on purpose. Mm. It's like,
oh no,
I hate it.
Did you ever figure out what it was? Was it them actually just body slamming their children?
I tried to pull up and confront them one time. They would not open the door.
Because they knew.
They knew.
They knew.
But I think it was the adults too, because we would hear it in our living room with like loud stomping and walking. And I'm like, yo, either the cement between our roof and their floor is thin as paper, or they just got huge feet. Everybody got like size 22 sneakers in that house.
Yeah.
But
it just kind of goes with it though. You know what? It's things you just got to accept sometimes in an apartment building.
No.
Like, each floor has its own perks. You know, being on that first floor, you get your groceries in quick.
That is true.
You know, but a lot of times you're hearing a lot of the riffraff. The gardening is very loud for you. People going in and out the elevator. The wash and dryer is probably on your floor too. The second floor is good. You're away from all that, but you got the third floor to worry about. A lot of times some ruckus.
Yeah.
Parties happen on the third floor. So
you're always going to have to deal with something if you're living with other people, like a shared space.
Facts.
Yeah.
I think every like upstairs neighbor wears like horseshoes. Or
centaurs.
They're centaurs. Yes. Or they're bowling.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Lion within the wardrobe type of
oh yeah, very,
you know,
mystical
all types
beings.
Of Narnia going.
Shout out to Narnia.
Yeah.
And that Turkish delight.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They exist. They're out there.
You know, I feel like that's kind of a mundane. Like that's not crazy, but there's a kicker to it where every day in the middle of the afternoon, I don't know who it was upstairs in that building. I think it was a kid because they were off beat, but they would go to their balcony and they would play the bongo every single day from like the hours of 11 a.m. to like 4 p.m.
What?
You never knocked on their door. I
went outside on my balcony and started yelling like, if you gonna do it on beat, because they wouldn't have any rhythm. It would just be like, I was like, yo, that's wild and considerate, and you are destroying someone's cultural music. Like, stop.
The next day, I would have had a trombone delivered to my house.
Just to retaliate.
Just to retaliate. When they got practice, I got practice. Guess what?
Yep.
We a band now. Drumline.
Now what?
B-A-N-D.
Sometimes you only can fight fire with fire, man. You got to fight ruckus with ruckus.
There was also late nights where they would just have parties. Like, they would play their music and, like, you know, just have parties. And I remember my wife went off. She was like, I'm going up there. I was like, don't go. I was like, if you want, call the police. She's like, I'm not a snitch. I was like, well, you got to pick a struggle. What are we going to do? You know what I mean? And it was just obnoxious because they would have like their subwoofer for whatever music was playing. Mm. It would be right against the wall, so it would reverberate right down into our place. Mm. It was bad.
It made you work harder though. Jay's like, gotta get out of here.
I was like, we gotta glow up fast. We gotta get out of here.
For sure. Well, I have a question. I don't know if your wife is like me, but I think a lot of women are like this. Will we actually like confrontation?
Oh yeah, no, she loves it. She's a black woman. She likes to fight.
Mm, she lives for it.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah, and it's not even a confrontation thereafter. It's more of, you know, they're God's angels. They're teachers, just trying to make the world a better place. And just looking to do the God's work.
She grew up in a family household where, you know, if you didn't like somebody, you figured it out one way or the other. And she definitely is, you know, a high functioning adult, obviously now. But, you know, I will agree with her. There are some some things need to be solved by, you know, hit somebody in their jaws. They can understand.
And, you know, it's not even about hitting them. It's really just about addressing the issue immediately versus like trying to ignore it, pretending it doesn't exist, hoping it goes away, or being passive aggressive. Like, no, I'm going to go to a person's door. Like, hey, you guys need to stop with all the noise.
Simmer down.
You know? And you're like, also, why do you have four legs?
Why did I not know that centaurs moved in above me? There should be a centaur policy here, but I was unaware.
If mythical beings are allowed in this building, I should be able to bring my dog. If my dog can't come in here, I don't know how they're going to be in here.
I don't know how your whole family of centaurs got up in here.
I'm just saying.
What if there are like people, you know, some people who can't sleep unless it's just pitch quiet, like any little noise wakes them up?
That's me. I'm raising my hand.
What if you're on the opposite? Because if you exist, kind of like in Mr. Glass. If you exist, the opposite of the spectrum exists, where people
have to sleep unless
it's so much noise, you know?
There's definitely people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who just need, like,
they need a parade going that, like, through the living room for them to fall asleep.
You know, like in the middle of those two people, like people who can't sleep unless the TV is on.
Yes.
It's like that. But they're just way on the other end.
There's people who can't sleep without the window being open so they can hear traffic at night.
Yeah.
Like they want to hear, they want to sleep next to the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens when you're born and raised in like New York.
That's
what
I call black noise.
I need to hear something.
Yeah, no. It's white noise, which is like crickets and shit. Yeah, and black noise.
No one honks their horn out here. It's driving me crazy.
You need your upstairs neighbors arguing about sausages.
Right.
If it's too quiet, you think you're just gonna get, you know, taken advantage of in your sleep or lose a fight in my dream. You can't let that happen.
Yeah, I think somebody's trying to break into your apartment.
Yes.
That's so fucking quiet around here, man.
I need to hear gunshots to fall asleep, okay?
Real talk. So That was great, man. Question, JD.
We have a segment called Neighborhood Confessions.
Oh, a new segment.
That we would love for you to stick around for and riff with us if you have time.
Oh, yeah, I'm down. Let's get it going.
All right, we'll get it going right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. You matched, chatted, vibe checked. Now it's time to meet IRL. So what's stopping you? Tinder is making dating safer and easier with their excellent safety features, like Share My Date, the best way to let your friends know your plans, while Moonlight allows you to discreetly call emergency services, and Are You Sure will prompt people to think twice before sending a potentially harmful message. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
And we are back with our segment. This is a new segment, actually, called Neighborhood Confessions. I mean, it doesn't really need an explanation, does it? It's just a confession.
Well, we'll see what's about.
All right, this post reads, I used to flatten my parents' tires so they couldn't take me to school.
I hated school growing up, but was lucky enough I didn't have to take the bus. And in the 4th to 5th grade, whenever I wasn't sick and really didn't want to go, I would either let the air out from the stem to make it look like the tire was flat, or physically puncture with something sharp to actually flatten it.
My mom didn't work and my dad worked from home, so they didn't have a reason to get it fixed right away. And since it was early morning, my mom would tell me not to worry about school that day and go back to bed.
But looking back, I probably cost them hundreds in patches, plugs, or whole new tires just because I didn't want to go to school.
I never confessed to them what I did, but now whenever my mom would get a flat, she would text me and tell me to go back to bed. That school's off today, even though I'm in my late 20s and live an hour away.
You know, I think these are lazy ass parents who knew this motherfucker was flatmate types. As much as she didn't want to go to school, they didn't want to leave the fucking house and drop her off.
Yeah.
They used to leave the knife on her bedstand.
That's a lot of work. To me, that's a lot of work. You got to go out of your way to put the little needle in the tire. And
yes,
you know how long it takes to pump up a bike tire? I would hate to do that every time I don't want to go to school. Like, why? You should have just went to school and then just left. You could just do that. That's easier.
Right.
Kids can quite literally get dropped off in front of school and then just keep walking. That would have been better.
Yeah. But, you know, Charles, the security guard, already got your eyes on you.
Charles.
You know, he's like, hey, what up, JD? Come on down, brother.
Hey, Charles. Hey, man. I'm not him. I'm not
him. He's out there to keep you from walking away, to at least snitch on you.
But, like, how, I don't want to call them dense, the parents, but, like, how often do you get a flat tire, right? It doesn't happen that often.
Right.
But if it's happening repeatedly,
yeah,
that you're just like, there's got to be something else going on.
Yeah, they probably thought it was some kind of nail terrorist that was just dropping a hell of nails all around the community.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
They probably established a whole neighborhood watch to catch this guy.
At that point, you got to own a tire store if you're losing that many flats.
Yeah.
You got to be like a franchise owner of a Pep Boys somewhere. You can't just replace tires that easily.
Yeah, no. Okay. He said I probably cost them hundreds in patches. How many times did they take him to the tire place before the person that's working there is like, you know.
He's like, do you just miss me? What the fuck is going on?
Or I think this is an inside job.
Right.
Like there's somebody. Right. The tire's getting flattened from inside the house.
Yeah. And it sounds like she still made it to college. So she turned out fine. Yeah. Even though she didn't go to school every day. And a lot of those perfect attendance awards are shams.
I mean, I feel like our childhood, all of it was a sham. I learned the other day that permanent records don't exist. That's not even a thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to be on your permanent record.
Of course
record.
Not.
I just tell kids that when I was teaching. Like, hey, man, you keep getting out your seat, man. It's going to go on your permanent record.
Where is yeah. this permanent
file?
You're
going to be able to buy a car if I log this in. You know that, right?
Think of the concept
said, what?
Of that. That's
yeah.
Like,
car is 10 times yeah. more expensive for people getting out of their seat. Fifth grade.
Amazing. JD, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. That was fantastic.
No problem. I appreciate y'all having me.
Hey, do you want to shout out your Instagram? Yeah, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, where can people find you online?
I'm on the web, everything at JD Witherspoon, like it sounds. And if y'all like video games, I go by at Run JD Run. That's like my secret identity for a completely different career that I do that has nothing to do with Hollywood, where I just play video games and get paid because people watch me play them. So there's that.
That's amazing.
There you go. He's butt naked when he's playing, guys. So make sure
log
in and enjoy yourself.
See, that's what all happens day. When you have a lot of negative comments in your permanent record. You end up playing video games for cash.
You become a successful content creator on the internet. That's what you do. You're
goddamn right.
Thanks, JD.
All right, y'all. Appreciate you. I'll catch y'all later.
I'll talk to you soon.
Candace?
Yes, Chinadu.
You know when the North Star aligns with my chakras, you know what time it is, right?
Never heard you say that. But yes, I can assume what time it is.
Well, if you know me yesterday, you'll know me today. I grow. Every time you meet me, Candace, you're getting to know me.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Anyway, guys, I want all my little nosy neighbor seeds. I call you seeds because you're also grow. I want you to find yourself a nice, warm hole of soil and just, get real close to your chicken teddy bear. You know, the ones we kidnapped from that crazy lady up top. And get ready for Won't You Be My Neighbor. This post reads, a group of Sikh men used their turbans to rescue a group of hikers. Two tourists found themselves stranded at Golden Ears Provincial Park with no help or cell phone service.
That's when five international students quickly devised a rescue plan. They unwound the long coils of their traditional headgear and along with some added footage from bits of their clothing, made a 33-foot rope that was used to bring them to safety.
One of them reported, we were trying to think how we could get them out, but we didn't know how to, said one of the student heroes. So we walked for about 10 minutes to find help and then came up with the idea to tie our turbans together.
While more than pleased with their actions, they were humble about their heroic exploits. It was simply a matter of being in the right place at the right time and having the means to help. In Sikhi, we are taught to help someone in any way we can with anything we have, even our turbans.
Well, this is one of the best stories I ever read.
It's the most innovative one, for sure.
It's heartwarming. It's selfless.
So selfless.
You know, because they could easily just been like, get out their phones and record the hikers hanging on their last.
I mean, that's what you would have done.
I would never do that.
But would you have taken off your Lakers cap?
All 18 of them and tied them together?
And tied them to your jerseys.
100%.
To help these people.
Even if there were fresh dad caps, I would do it.
Yes?
Yes.
You would sacrifice the cap.
Are you kidding me?
For the greater good.
For the greater good. Now, kudos to these hikers, too, for trusting in this cloth. Because I don't think turbans are that thick. You know, they must watch a lot of cartoons. Ooh. I'm like, I'm going to need a standard climbing rope. Or I'll wait for the authorities. Thank you very much, guys. But if it's like thick do-rag material.
Yes.
The ones where you're not supposed to tie, you're just supposed to put it on.
Yeah.
Those are thick.
Those are thick.
And I could trust that.
You can trust those. I would not recommend going to a place that sells turbans and then going in there and having a tug of war with the turbans. I think they might frown upon that.
I wouldn't know. I would tie it around my waist and then tie it to the door.
Tie
it
to a bumper of a car.
To the front door. And I'll just try to run outside.
Well, let me know when you do this.
Nevertheless, I want to thank these men for not just saying, you know what, it's not my business, or I don't want to get involved, or they're not thinking about legal trouble. None of that. They're like, let's help.
How can we help?
It's just a really good won't you be my neighbor story, because these guys sound like great neighbors.
Very creative, by the way.
Very creative neighbors.
I don't know how many people would have even thought to have done that.
I would love to see their house.
It's made of turbans?
No, I'm just sure it's very creative inside. It's just nice. I'm becoming a big fan of interior design. You didn't know that, did you?
Are
know
you?
Why? Because I'm always
because you're a new person every time today. I see you. That's why.
I might hate it tomorrow. Wow, what a good time, huh, Candace?
Yeah, it was great.
I feel like by the end of the episode, I grew.
I feel like I shrank.
What did you learn, Candace?
I learned that preachers out here taking them to the head.
With hard fruit.
Like, you know? You could throw a softer fruit you if you just wanted to make
blueberry.
A mild impression. But
throw all the blueberries you wanted.
Yes.
Once you start throwing apples.
You could throw a overripe avocado at me. I'm not going to get mad.
At all. Coconuts? Now we got to fight.
Now we have a problem.
A big problem.
What did you learn?
You know what I learned? I learned that burning somebody's Pokemon cards is not a solution to changing any kind of behavior that you want to be altered. Parents should update their methods and, you know, just try talking to the kid like an adult. It's funny, when people talk to you like an adult, you kind of grow up a little bit faster.
Also probably not good to just randomly just set anything on fire. For any reason, it's probably just not a good idea.
He might grow up to be an adult.
Arsonist?
Sets things on fire too when he wants behavior to be changed.
Well, Angela Bassett's character in Waiting to Exhale, that's how she started.
That's how she started too.
When she burned her ex-husband's car and all of his property.
Knowing she needed a ride home.
Correct.
You see her face when she walked off. She was like, shit, I should have did that after he dropped me off.
I didn't think this out. Nosy Neighbors comes out every Thursday, only on Spotify. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. Nosy Neighbors with me, Candace Thompson.
And me, Chinadu Anaka.
Is a Spotify original podcast. We executive produce the show. Thank you to our lead producer, Allison Johnson, and our producer, Courtney Gilbert. Matthew Cilelli edits the show. Cornelia Stradwick does writing and research for us. Our executive producer from Spotify is Gina Delvec. And special thanks to Robert Adler, Dan Behar, Casey Simonson, and Kelly Kyle. Make sure to follow Nosy Neighbors only on Spotify.